want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people suffering.
The House is voting today on two immigration bills. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A retired Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Theodore McCarrick, has been removed from public ministry after what officials say are credible and substantiated allegations that he sexually abused a teenager 50 years ago. Tim Lennon is with SNAP, Survivor Network of Those Abused by Priests.
We've had issues with him going back to 2003, with him opposing disclosure of child sex abuse. And then in 2006, when he was opposing this, reforming the statute of limitations.
The U.S. Supreme Court has made a ruling that says states can force shoppers to pay sales taxes, even if the retailer has no brick-and-mortar presence in the shopper's state. Stephanie Martz is with the National Retail Federation.
This gets rid of the arbitrary requirement that to collect sales tax, a store has to have a physical presence within a state, and really levels the playing field for merchants of all types.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new report out this week on sexual assaults on passenger planes. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The FBI says there's been a 66% spike in cases of airline sexual assault between 2014 and 2017, as the number rose from 38 investigations to 63 last year. The agency believes the number of assaults taking place may be much higher. Officials say the assaults are most likely to happen on flights when the cabin is dark and the victim is asleep, like red-eye flights. A campaign called Be Air Aware was launched earlier this year, urging people who may have been victims to reach out to law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Instagram has launched a long-form video service to compete with YouTube. Co-founder and CEO Kevin Systrom unveiled IGTV at a San Francisco event yesterday. The new application will extend the previous limit on video uploads from 1 minute to 1 hour, according to Instagram project manager Ashley Yuki. IGTV will house the new long-form vertical videos from content creators and the public, which are accessible from a button on the home screen of the Instagram app, along with the new standalone app. Everything is made for how you naturally hold your phone, Yuki said. Videos play full screen, and there's no wasted space. You can like, comment, and send videos to friends. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street. You're always honored to have you tuned into the big program. Lots of questions, comments. Actually getting a lot of interview requests, various different radio stations out there asking me to come on and talk about the G7, trade, tariffs, all sorts of stuff. Fortunately, a lot of these shows are in the morning, and I'm on the air every single day from 6 to 9. But anyway, the hullabaloo, the fact that everyone has gotten their underwear in a bunch over Donald Trump and Canada and the European Union. And again, we are going to put this into proper perspective for you. Let me explain something. The New World Order has been coming apart for a long time. Okay? It just didn't start with Donald Trump. It really didn't. You can take this back. You can go all the way back to 1989, the fall of the Berlin Wall. Take a look back then. Then you started seeing the whole socialist model start to fall apart. And you had a lot of countries get on board, and we saw wealth grow around the globe like we've never seen before. We've never seen this before. I think a billion people out of poverty. Unprecedented wealth. But again, it also led to some other things. Some places you've had flat real wages, wealth inequality. Our economy has been different than Europe's. We've been able to innovate and do things that the Europeans haven't been able to do. Some of the things that were supposed to come out of this new world order that didn't really happen was a rule-based system. Rule-based system. Instead, we've gotten a lot of mercantilist type policies, China for one, even the European Union as well, making it very, very difficult. You have various different situations where you have intellectual property rights being stolen. And yes, I agree with Donald Trump. We've been taken advantage of for a very long period of time. We've talked about this in various different ways here on the program. When you talk about defense, for instance, you can make no argument that the United States does not defend the world. Most certainly our allies. Germany, for example, a story that came out a week or two ago, has 4 fighter jets that are ready to fly. 4. I think 9 tanks. One of the world's largest economies cannot contribute, even though it's supposed to, 2% of its GDP towards defense. Most of the NATO countries do not. Most of the NATO countries do not pay what their bill. And we're asked as taxpayers here in the United States to continue to pick up the slack. And again, we kind of gloss over it. It's not talked about. It's not talked about in polite circles at the Chardonnay parties that are held at the embassies, the events that take place in Washington, D.C. We don't attend those events, mind you. We don't attend those events. Everybody there just wants to get along. It's not their money. It's our money. We're the ones that are paying the bill. And Donald Trump is standing up to that and saying, you know what, enough is enough. enough is enough. Everyone has to start paying their share. We've talked about this in terms as well as in healthcare, for example. Pharmaceuticals. Why are drugs in the United States more expensive than they are around the globe? Well, we pay all the research and development costs. When Pfizer goes and wants to sell a certain drug to France, it has to go through the French government, socialized medicine, and French government says, this is what we'll pay. Not a penny more, not a penny less. And Pfizer's like, well, I guess that's it. Pfizer still has to recoup their costs, do they not? Who pays? We do. Now, Donald Trump at the summit, and again, this unfortunately wasn't discussed. The mainstream media didn't even talk about this. This is one of the brightest things. Again, we mentioned it here on the program. Brightest things going when it comes to trade and dealing with these problems. Donald Trump suggested a damn good idea. Totally free trade. Canada, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, Japan. And I quote, ultimately, that's what you want. You want tariff-free, no barriers. And you want no subsidies because you have some countries subsidizing industries, and that's not fair. So you go tariff-free, you go barrier-free, you go subsidy-free. That's the way you learned at the Wharton School of Finance. Let's call that insight waging trade peace. He's right. How often here on the program we talked about how stupid these trade deals are? And how, you know, we never question these wizards of smart and these people that put together these trolls. We've been working on these trade deals for years. What? Why? Don't tell me this is some sort of free trade. Yet the pundits in the media say, oh, you got to be for free trade. Wall Street Journal editorial page. This is not right. This is wrong. We got to have free trade. What free trade? A free trade agreement can be written in one paragraph, not thousands of pages. Why do you need thousands of pages if you're going to have free trade, fair trade? You say, okay, you can sell your stuff here. I can sell my stuff there. I agree not to put any tariffs on your stuff. You agree not to put any tariffs on my stuff. And guess what? We're not going to subsidize any industries within our country. Fair deal. What's the problem?
Oh, Mr. Markell, it's much more complicated than that. There are certain industries that need to be protected.
And yeah, that's the problem. It's all BS. It is. It's all BS. You have protected industries, favored industries within the European Union. It gets even more complex because of the way that the European Union is structured and how various different countries have certain products that are protected. And yeah, let me, I'm not picking just on the European Union or Japan or Canada because we do it too. Oh, we subsidize our farmers like crazy here in this country. We'd have to get rid of that too. And rightfully so. But again, free trade, fair trade, would force a lot of wizards of smart, a lot of bureaucrats out of jobs. And that's what it comes down to. You have the industry of trade, all of these people that, think about this. They travel around the globe on your dime, stay in the nicest hotels, eat at the fanciest meals, first class travel, all to sit down and BS and have meetings and get nothing done. Why do you need a World Trade Organization? Why do you need any of this stuff? You don't. You don't. It's akin to agreeing, hey, we're going to go out in the backyard, we're going to play wiffle ball, okay? And we're going to agree that three strikes and you're out, and three strikes and you're out is applicable to both sides. The rules are the same for everybody. How difficult is that? But it's not the way things are done.
Oh, Mr. Markowski, it's just way more complex than that.
No, it's not. It really is that simple. And simplicity is always the key. Thousands of pages of trade rules. What a bunch of bunk. The same thing that holds true with any sort of government legislation or Wall Street rules or Dodd-Frank or Sarbanes-Oxley or this or that. Thousands of pages long. Why? Why? Because it makes bureaucrats wealthy. It keeps lawyers very happy. It keeps K Street happy. And we're the ones that end up paying. We're the ones that end up footing the bill. So, yeah. Okay. The best suggestion, and I'm giving it to Trump, because Trump's getting hammered out there about his tariffs and the things he wants to put into place. Have you seen a single article in the Wall Street Journal coming back and saying anything about Trump's suggestion to make it free and fair trade? Not one. That's what needs to be done. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Yeah, we got to cover another big story when we get back. Got to talk a little bit about, the Kim Jong-un, Donald Trump meeting. And again, we are going to give it a very, very different perspective than everybody else. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like kale set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saves so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the Geico Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES, a message from the American Diabetes Association.
We'll be right back.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Well, we called it here. And hey, listen, I'm not the only one that called it. We had others out there in the radio world say the same thing. Didn't matter what happened. Didn't matter what happened in Singapore with Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. The media was going to poo-poo it. Didn't make any difference. I know. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi sat down, and they had, basically they had a rebuttal list. If this happens, then we react this way. If this happens, then we react that way. What do you expect? And again, it's sad. And I have to give credit where credit's due. There was a group of House Democrats that broke with Pelosi and Schumer and the others that came out and gave kudos to Donald Trump for what he's trying to do and what he's trying to accomplish. And again, you look at it from the point of the mainstream media, and it wasn't too long ago where they were basically saying that Trump was a madman and we're going to be at war with North Korea very, very shortly. And now it's flipped, and now he's too nice on North Korea. People are starting to see this more and more, and they're starting to recognize, and they're starting. Donald Trump keeps playing up the fake news. He said this past week, so the biggest threat to our country is fake news. And I would agree. I think it's one of the biggest threats to our country, the fact that we don't have an unbiased news source out there. We don't. It's as plain as day. There was a story saying that 90% of the Donald Trump coverage has been negative. 90? More like 98%. And again, I'm not Sean Hannity, okay? I don't put a skirt on every day and carry my pom-poms in and do, yes, he can. He can do it. No one can. Yeah, Donald Trump. No, I don't do that. I'm not a cheerleader for Donald Trump. People listen to this program know we have been very, very critical of various different things that he's done or hasn't done. For example, early on the program today, we're going after Donald Trump in regards to entitlements and his unwillingness to even talk about them. Talked about the ridiculous government spending that has been taking place and the omnibus bill. So, yes, we're equal opportunity bashers here on the program. But the media is ridiculous. One has to be happy about what happened this past week. And again, I have to say, Donald Trump, I can't say that he took my advice, but he did exactly what we said he should do. When he brought that iPad out and he started showing Kim Jong-un what could happen. What could happen? And it was smart. Complimented Kim Jong-un on the beaches that they have there in North Korea. And how beautiful they are. And showed him the type of hotels and condos that could be built and what could take place. Explaining that you see where you are? You're in between South Korea, one of the world's largest economies, and China. You're right. You're sandwiched in between them. You're in a perfect spot. You're in a perfect spot, the type of money that you can make, what you could be. You paint that picture. How often here on the program do we talk about capitalism and how capitalism works every single time it's tried? Every time. I remember, this is several years ago, I was reading some paper done by this African economist, it was a woman. And I can't remember her name. And she was ripping in to Bono and the various different aid campaigns that Bono and Westerners have put together for Africa. And she was talking about how you've got an area that has an issue with malaria. And all of a sudden, here comes these do-gooders bringing in their free mosquito nets. We're going to help everybody. and they start handing out these mosquito nets, these free mosquito nets to people. In the meantime, they put out of business the mosquito net company, which is owned by locals and employing locals, puts them out of business because they're handing out their product for free. Rather than try to empower the people there on the ground and give them access to capital so they can expand that business and grow their economy, they make the economy worse. You export capitalism and business, and it works every single time. Business is going to save North Korea. Not aid, not handouts. Granted, it's going to be a process. It is. I'm going to be honest. I can't even fathom what it's going to take. You got a population that's essentially been brainwashed for decade after decade after decade. How are you going to bring them into the fold? I don't know. It's going to be a lot more difficult than trying to, you know, dealing with East Germany. I don't know. But I think Trump took the right tack. I do. I could picture him there. I can picture, you don't know what the transcript was. I can picture Donald Trump telling us, you know, when I'm done with this president thing, I'm going to build a Trump hotel there in Pyongyang. Again, Kim Jong-un is starting out at the bottom. He's got nowhere to go but up. Got one of the most closed off, worst economies in the entire world. He's got nowhere to go but up. He starts improving the standard of living for the people there on the ground, the millions of people there. My Lord. That'd be historic. Yeah, it was funny, too. Was that Donald Trump? You had actually two people from two Norwegian politicians that nominated Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, hey, listen, I don't think that that's going to happen in a million years, but I did find it funny. Because, again, he's actually done something to warrant a peace prize. And make no bones about it. Barack Obama did not warrant a damn thing when he got his. I actually would have had a lot of respect for Barack Obama if he had just rejected the Nobel Peace Prize and said to the people, I said, you know, thanks, guys, but you know what? I didn't really do anything yet. I don't want to collect a participation trophy. But anyway, I guess the reality is what we all need to do, people, is we need to pray. We need to hope that, you know, that something can be accomplished here. And pray for the millions and millions and millions of people that might be lifted out of poverty. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. First Lady Melania Trump is in Texas. She's visiting two facilities that house some of the 2,300 children who've been separated from their parents who entered the country illegally.
We all know they're here without their families. And I want to thank you for your hard work, your compassion, and your kindness you're giving them in these difficult times.
Yesterday, President Trump reversed course on his separation policy at the border. In a cabinet meeting, the president said he's committed to zero tolerance and took aim at Democrats.
We have come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people suffering.
The House is voting today on two immigration bills. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to 3 free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. 3 phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Back, everybody. Again, I knew none of this stuff is really going to be reported on. It's not going to be widespread in the news. They don't like reporting on this type of news. The good news keeps pouring in. Does he got unemployment claims at what, almost a 45-year low? 45-year low. Got another story here talking about how utility companies, thanks to the tax cuts, are lowering rates for their customers. Food stamp households dropped below 20 million for the first time since 2010. Small business optimism through the roof, resulting in increased hiring and wages. It's actually a story this past week talking about how it's becoming more and more difficult for many businesses to actually find workers. And again, I think the modus operandi behind that article is to talk about trying to bring more people into the country via amnesty. And again, if we need more people to come into the country, I get that. I have no problem with legal immigration. But I think we first need to get more people off the government, more people off of food stamps, more people off the couch, more people off of unemployment and back into the workforce. And many governors around the country have been trying very, very hard to do that. It's been said it's mean-spirited, it's terrible, putting in various different work requirements or job training requirements that go along with government aid. To me, I don't think that there's a much kinder thing that you can do, a much better thing that you can do for someone than trying to help them to help themselves. Wanted to touch on this, though. Again, I got to be fair here. The federal government has collected a record $1,143,141,000,000 in individual income taxes. This is through the first 8 months of fiscal 2018. Now, the fiscal year starts in October, and this is through the end of May. Despite the fact that, again, the government is collecting record amounts of money. And we were told, hey, it was going to be terrible due to the tax cuts. It's going to be terrible. Record amounts of money flowing to Washington, D.C. It's still not enough. We still ran a deficit of $532,241,000,000. This has to stop at some point in time. This, to me, is unacceptable. Again, I've been an equal opportunity basher here on the program. I can give Donald Trump a lot of credit for many of the things he's done, cutting back on regulations. We gave tax reform. We didn't give it an A. We gave it a C+, a B-. Again, there's still a lot that we're still trying to figure out in regards to tax reform for small businesses. I think it could be better. But this, my friends, this, you know, the $1.3 trillion omnibus spending package, out of control. Now, granted that they're trying to do some rescissions here and there, but it's not enough. The issue now is that, and it's kind of funny to watch, is how we were told again and again and again by the Wizards of Smart. We were told by Larry Summers. Larry Summers, again, one of those guys that tells you he's the smartest, just the smartest guy in the world. Just ask him. You had, let me grab some of these quotes here. Yeah. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. If he were elected, talking about Trump, I would expect a protracted recession to begin within 18 months. That was a month before the election. Larry Summers, smartest guy in the world. Just ask him. The Washington Post ran an editorial with the headline, "A President Trump Could Destroy the World Economy." Washington Post headline. Democratic financier Steve Rattner, he worked for Obama too. He actually got thrown, he lost his trading license for a while there on Wall Street. Rattner warned on MSNBC, "If the unlikely event happens and Trump wins, you will see a market crash of historic proportions." And of course, the never right Paul Krugman, New York Times, Princeton economist. After Trump was declared the victor, Paul Krugman declared, "We are very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight." Yeah, about that. You know, the funny thing is now, is they're all starting to flip. They're now all saying, oh, yeah, things are great. Trump came in and Obama set this stuff up awesome for him. It was like Magic Johnson to James Worthy. How can Trump not be doing well? You believe that? If you honestly, honestly believe that, you need to see somebody, okay? You've got some sort of Obama Stockholm syndrome going on here. Like a Patty Hearst thing. You are a cult member. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent survey found 65% of Americans use a rewards credit card, yet many don't utilize their full benefits. International travel expert Lee Abamonte explains how your banking relationship can boost your credit card rewards.
Many credit cards reward you for spending. I love the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel purchases. Above and beyond those base points, I recommend you also check to see if you qualify for a banking rewards program to really maximize your rewards earnings. For example, if you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you could earn between an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points with the Premium Rewards card, which totals up to 3.5 points for every dollar spent on travel and dining purchases. Plus, Preferred Rewards clients may be eligible for an additional benefits such as free withdrawals at non-Bank of America ATMs, as well as discounts on home and auto loans.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street. You know, a little bit more. I'm a little unsatisfied there. We ran out of time. Talk about voting here. And I love talking about this topic here on the program. And one of the reasons why is you should see the hate mail. The hate email that I get after I talk about voting here on the program. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you right now, okay, I cannot stand voter registration drives. Why? Why would you do that? If someone doesn't want to vote or if they can't take time out on their own to register themselves to vote, then that person isn't that bright. You see, they're doing it because they think that they're going to be able to influence that person to vote the way that they want them to vote. You know it, and I know it. If I move to, like I have a couple times in my life, to a new area just around the time election is taking place, and I'm qualified and registered to vote, and I don't know who the candidates are, let's say, for town dog catcher, or supervisor, or judge, I don't vote. If I am ignorant of a topic or of a candidate, why am I going to inject my ignorance into that? Like I said, it drives me berserk. They hand out those little stickers. I voted. So what? Who cares you voted? Are you an informed voter? And again, what really gets everybody angry, which really brings in the hate emails, and I believe this to be true. I believe that if you are living off of any government assistance, if your fellow citizen, if any of your fellow citizens has to pay for your, I don't know, your food stamps, your Section 8 housing, unemployment, welfare, whatever it may be, I think you should forfeit your right to vote. I do believe this. People get really angry. It's terrible. It's me. Whoa, wait a second here. I'm not saying that you should lose your right to vote forever. I'm just saying at this point in time, you obviously need your fellow citizen to help you to get by. Your fellow citizens are helping to take care of you because we're a benevolent society. Quite honestly, I don't believe that you should dictate how the country is run at that point. You get yourself off government assistance, feel free. Feel free. And I always use the same argument. My house, I've got three kids, my rules. They don't pay the bills around here. I do. Sorry. how I feel. Anyway. All right. Again, these guys are such a bunch of wusses. Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey. What a jerk this guy is. He expressed great regret over eating at Chick-fil-A. This is because of the chicken company's CEO personal views on gay marriage. He tweeted out a screenshot from his phone that showed a purchase he had made at Chick-fil-A using a mobile app. Oh, the liberals came out of the woodwork. The liberals came out of the woodwork. Oh, they went nuts. They started screaming and yelling and tweeting and all sorts of stuff. And again, I'm so sorry I ate a Chick-fil-A sandwich. What a kitty cat. What a kitty cat. Oh, someone criticized you because you ate a chicken sandwich and you got to apologize to the entire world. Again, I don't know how these people live with themselves. The amount of people that just are lacking any sort of spine whatsoever is extraordinary. Anyway, this does not surprise me. This doesn't surprise me at all, this next story. I oftentimes cite the movie Idiocracy here. We sub-reference the movie Idiocracy often here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. And at times, I don't know if that movie is a documentary or fiction. Well, how about this? The IQ scores of young people are falling, and they've been falling since the Second World War. The decline, which is equivalent to at least 7 points per generation, is thought to have started with the cohort born in 1975 that reached adulthood in the early 90s. Ha-ha, not me. I'm not one of the ones who've been losing IQ points. Gee, I wonder why. Again, it's getting worse instead of better. It was funny. I don't know which one of the late night programs out there went and asked people what the last book they read was. People don't read anymore. They don't. They read nonsense. Follow TMZ. They watch their stupid screens. What did you think was going to happen? Huh? From the movie Idiocracy, I found it funny. Again, this is well before, movie was made well before emojis. In fact, I remember when they added the word emoji to the dictionary. I was on the air, and I always make fun of all the words that they add to the dictionary, and I didn't know what the word emoji meant. This was about 6-7 years ago. No, maybe a little bit less than it, maybe 5. I didn't know what it meant. And I still, people putting emojis in the movie Idiocracy at the hospital. They have a screen that is nothing but a screen of emojis. The lady doing the check-in at the hospital has to hit the emoji for the ailment that that person has. That movie was made, I don't know, early 2000s, late 1990s. You wonder why we're getting dumber? Again, we got to put a stop to this. We cannot turn Idiocracy into a documentary. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Melania Trump visited South Texas to see how kids have been faring after being housed away from their immigrant parents at the border.
Also, like to ask you how I can help to these children to reunite with their families as quickly as possible.
The issue of reunification continues to be unclear. Melania's husband was venting today on immigration issues.
This is what we're stuck with. They're the worst immigration laws in the history of the world. The whole world is laughing at the United States, and they have been for years.
At the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, California Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Democrats will continue to protect dreamers and will keep families together, respecting America's heritage and our future.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to 3 free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Billions of new revenue for states after the high court ruled states can tax internet purchases. According to the majority opinion written by Justice Anthony Kennedy, states had been losing out on somewhere between $8 and $33 billion in revenue every year because of the ruling in 1992 that said companies couldn't charge sales tax in states where they didn't have a physical presence. The Supreme Court has overturned that by a 5-4 vote. Kennedy said the prior ruling created a competitive disadvantage for brick-and-mortar stores. A White House proposal to merge the Departments of Education and Labor into a streamlined Department of Education and the Workforce. The administration says the move would improve federal services for students and workers. Intel has dismissed its CEO, Brian Krzanich, after it was learned that he violated company policy and had a relationship with another employee. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
U.S. intelligence agencies concluded Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump, and former State Department official Victoria Nuland told the State Intelligence Committee there are now copycats.
Other countries and malign actors are now adopting and improving on Russia's methodology. China, for example, now runs disinformation campaigns and influence operations in Taiwan, Australia, and other neighboring countries.
NASA has a new plan for rogue asteroids. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It sounds like something out of the movies.
This new one you're tracking, how big?
It's the size of Texas, Mr. President.
But NASA does say in a report it is stepping up efforts to learn how to deflect asteroids if they ever did threaten the planet. The White House Office of Science and Technology Policy releasing a report called the National Near-Earth Object Preparedness Strategy and Action Plan, which outlines steps NASA and FEMA would take to prevent huge asteroids from hitting the Earth and to prepare the U.S. of an asteroid impact if it does happen. But a NASA official does say, besides enhancing the hunt for dangerous asteroids so we see them well ahead of time, it will also mean stepped-up efforts into learning how to deflect them. Though unlike in the movies, it probably wouldn't involve the use of astronauts.
Just hold on!
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Completely overwhelmed, like I was drowning in everything I had to do. And
I put this mantra out there, work, sleep, family, friends, fitness, pick three. I tweeted it out, and mostly I tweeted it out to get advice and support from other people going through the same thing, and it just really seemed to resonate. And a lot of people started to say, you know, Randy, this isn't just for entrepreneurs. Everyone can only pick three. And from there, I've really been researching and writing and thinking about this topic for several years now on how different people prioritize.
Zuckerberg also told me she hopes that people learn to reject the unrealistic burden of balance and enjoy successes in their own lives by picking the most important.